Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
A pair of crafty righties, if you will. Seth Lugo for the Royals. Baseball's ERA, second in the ERA, with 1.60 coming into the game against Colin Ray. Good pitching matchup in Game 2 from the K. Scoreless after one. Rhys Hoskins was at the plate to lead off the second.
Lugo brings home the 1-0 pitch. Hoskins a drive out to center field. Back on it is Isbell at the track. Wall, bye-bye baseball! Rhys Hoskins takes Lugo deep. And the Brewers on top, 1-0 here in the second inning.
It's a quick one, seventh of the year for Rhys. That leads the team. Then seven pitches later, next batter was Joey Ortiz, working a good count against Lugo and making him pay.
1-2 pitch. This is hit pretty well. Deep left field. Velasquez back onto the track. Looks up. Gone! Back to back for the crew. Ortiz with his second home run of the year, and the Brewers on top, 2-0.
Huge for Joey. He's been playing great, hitting over 300 over his last seven games. So 2-0 crew. After two innings of play, Colin Ray was rolling through four, got some help from his defense, too.
One out and no base runners. 2-0 Brewers, 2-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul. Third base side. Is there room for Contreras going over near his own dugout? Contreras slides on his knees. William made the catch right before he got to the dugout fence. Heck of a play by Contreras, and that's two out in the fourth.
However, things moved quickly in the fifth inning against Colin Ray. A leadoff triple by MJ Melendez on a misplay by Sal Frelick, dealing with the new dimensions at the K. But then an RBI single by Kyle Isbell seemed like it might have been the only damage against him. Two outs, men on first and second after an infield hit by Bobby Witt. Vinny Pasquantino lined an RBI double. Salvador Perez lined an RBI double. You blink, and all of a sudden, it is 4-2 Royals, and they have the lead. They would add another run in the seventh off of Thiago Vieira. The Brewers got a run in the top of the seventh, though, thanks to an RBI single from Andrew Monasterio. They had a great opportunity in the eighth inning as well. Two men on, two men out. Oliver Dunn pinch hitting, and he's at the plate.
3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Cut fastball. Swung over the top of it. And the inning is over. Brewers with two hits, but nobody across, and they strand a pair.
They made him throw 23 pitches, John Schreiber, in the last three batters that he faced in that frame, but still could not get anything across in that eighth. They're still down 5-3. William Contreras caught a runner stealing to end the eighth inning, trying to generate some momentum into the ninth. And that's where the fireworks began. First man, Blake Perkins, he grounded out against MacArthur. Then Andrew Monasterio, he popped out. So the Brewers were down to their final strike for four straight pitches. When Contreras fell into a 2-2 count, he took ball three to make it full, fouled off two straight pitches, then yanked a double down the left field line. The next batter was Gary Sanchez, who came into the game as a pinch hitter earlier. He worked a walk on five pitches, never taking the bat off his shoulders. It set the stage. The man you wanted at the plate, Willy Adames, with two outs as the go-ahead run.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hammered out to left. Back goes Hampson at the track. Wall! Goal! Willy Adames flips this game on its head. The Brewers take a 6-5 lead in the ninth. It had to be Willy Adames. His seventh home run of the season. And oh, is it a big one here at Kauffman Stadium. 6-5 Milwaukee.
Lane Grindle's call here on WTMJ. Huge moment for Willy, but the job wasn't finished. Trevor Megill had to have the bottom of the ninth against the top of the Royals' order. He struck out Michael Garcia, got Witt to ground out, and it was up to Pasquantino.
Megill kicks, 0-2 pitch, ground ball to short, fielded by Adames. One hop to first in time, they got him! Willy Adames to Hoskins, and this ball game's over. The Brewers come from behind in the ninth, and they win it 6-5 here in Kansas City.
Lane, my man, you undersold that one. It was a great sliding stop to Willie's right. Got up and fired on one hop to get past Quintino. Rhys Hoskins, by the way, had a perfect day on scoops at first base today as well. Brewers win. They grab it from the depths of defeat out of nowhere as they win 6-5. They had 13 hits today to Kansas City's 12. Kansas City committed the only error of the game. The winner is Jared Koenig. He's now 3-1. He's a vulture. The loser is MacArthur. It's his third blown save of the season. McGill gets his third save of the year. 14,000 were on hand to watch it. Took 2.5 hours.